I really like that one. That was a good one. Takes me back to my teenage years.
Well, so this is an aptly titled show, George. This is the pre-Valentine's Day show.
It is indeed. And, yeah. It's a Halloween kind of a Valentine.
Cool.
You know, nonetheless, I kind of thought that was Valentine's appropriate type of song for the lovers.
I thought it was hysterical because as soon as you said let's get naked in the graveyard, I was like, oh, been there, done that.
Me too.
I think most teenagers try it. I think
it's a part of it's a ritual of growing up.
I think it is too. Yeah.
But you have to mask it as a teenage thing, right?
Come on. Well, yeah, it is.
Well, honestly,
it's be
really
secretive. Yeah. Not anymore.
I know. There's no secrets here. I just thought it was great. I loved it. You sing relatable words. You say things that people only think, and I love it. I absolutely love it.
George, she's relating to being naked in the graveyard.
I just think it's so funny.
Are you guys listening to this on the internet?
Honestly.
We've already got comments. Jeff Mix. You know a Jeff Mix?
I think we're getting banned in Czechoslovakia.
Well, you know, Roger Pennington from Canyon City.
I love you, Roger. Yeah. He's so fabulous.
Absolutely. No, this is what happens when you have favorites come and do the show over and over.
You know,
we have family. Like we already mentioned Patty. We have Charlie from the Ashtones that we just locked in a date for the fall for the Ashtone review. It's always new and different.
Right.
We've aptly titled them, and I know he's accepted this moniker. Cringingly looked at him.
Okay, so
we refer to the Ashtones as the werewolves of Monument because they like to do a Warren Zevon song every once in a while.
Oh, Warren, I love Warren.
Yeah. So, let me ask you, where have you guys been? Where have you been playing? Where are you gonna play?
Well, I guess the haunt that we're hanging out now is Mother Muffs, right, guys?
Yeah. That's a fun place.
Yeah, it is. It's on the west side, and they come up to us and they say, "Hey, man, we really like you guys. You just like you got that circus kind of sound, and you know we hear cover tunes all the time. But man, that's some pretty wild stuff." And so we've gotten some good reviews in that area, the west side of Colorado Springs.
Mother Muffs is fun.
I think so, and we played other places as well.
We played Axon Oak recently.
Okay, yeah, I've not been there yet. I've heard it's really cool in there. But I haven't been there yet.
Well, that was a weird place because there's, and I say this nicely because I really liked it, is there's no TV sets.
Oh, cool.
So,
that's nice. No screens. People were talking to each other the whole time.
And they were probably actually listening to the music, which is wonderful,
too. Come on, infamously. Yeah. Not everybody was into it.
They're millennials, mostly. That's a short attention span generation.
Well, okay.
Absolutely. Everybody does private parties, Patty.
That's wonderful.
Patty messaged me. She goes, I just love them guys.
We love her too. She came out and played at a private party of Mr. James Erickson. He was here earlier and he looked like he's gone. There he is at the bar. Hey, James.
Okay.
And she came up and did, we did White Rabbit and he did a Janis Joplin tune. Yeah, that was a great party, yeah.
Well, that's when we love the collaboration that comes together with the music community in this state. We pride ourselves in facilitating the collaboration, and we look forward to this year being 2019. We're getting more diverse as we're in our third year.
As you should be.
Well, thank you.
Right.
Yeah,
KCIS rocks, man. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We're moving up. We're doing so much better than the little closet we were in last time we saw you.
Baby, I can't tell you how great it is.
Isn't it fabulous?
It really is fabulous. It's the ambiance here. It's just intimate. It's beautiful. The lighting is great. Sound is good.
Sound is good. It makes me feel like a grown up all at once. I really like it.
Well, you know, Okay, let me preface this by saying, normally we we let anybody do a show. I mean, not just anybody, but anybody that really has music that appeals to people. And we love breaking new bands, but we love when working bands come and they are able to do more than 45 minutes worth of music.
Right.
Right?
Been working it
Thank
hard.
You. Yeah.
So this is a working band, just like Patty Mac, just like the Ashtones. They can play for hours and, you know, with the new nuances of the Gold Room being a full-time establishment coming March 23rd, we'll be adjusting our format a little bit. And just like Roger Pennington says, it would be less talk, more music.
Well, you know, we won't be taken away from the interview segment of the show, though.
No, people like that as well. I mean, they like that kind of, that warm kind of folksy feeling that people, you know, have, like, you know, neighbors used to have.
Right.
Well, that's it. Yeah. We love building the community, and especially when you bring people up on stage, or maybe someone from the audience might have a question for you. Once again, if somebody does have a question for the band.
I brought Valentine's for everybody.
I know. What a sweetheart.
So when we do our break, I'll come around. And
there's no alcohol, though.
Mark and Lisa already got there.
And oh, I like your dress.
I'm a coffee. Thank you. Coffee, Valentine. Anything. Thank you so much. You appealed to my heart right away. But yeah, we do have a surprise at the top of the first hour, too. Valentine's Day, for so many reasons. We also want to give a shout out, because we did have a band scheduled that, unfortunately, but you know, that's the way it goes, they broke up and gave us just enough notice to secure George.
Right on.
It was and cool of you to come. Thank you.
I was a substitute teacher for, you know, a few years, so I don't mind substituting.
Well, you're a pro. You're ready to go and you're ready to play at any time.
Yeah.
And that speaks
Thank
volumes.
You, Lisa. Yeah.
But we're in a room full of great musicians, by the way. I mean, I'm really honored by a lot of the people that are here tonight, because when I very, very first started playing, a lot of these faces were familiar and helped me, and I won't forget that. And I appreciate this crowd in particular so very much. Good people.
Well, don't you think it's a little intimidating, Lisa, when you have a bunch of musicians out listening to you?
Kind of I do, but then again, I'm a show off and I'm kind of vain in ways, you know what I mean? And I'm like, ooh, look what I can do.
Right on.
You know what I mean? I tried really hard and I want to make myself proud and make you proud, so I'm kind of obnoxious that way. I'm like, look it.
And they all have seen each other at their best and at
right.
their worst.
Right.
But let me finish with, I got to say, you know, we apologize for determination, but it was supposed to be Gil. It is Gil's birthday today, Gil Baca.
Okay.
So we want to wish Gil a happy birthday
okay.
and hope that Determined will be back around someday. But
happy birthday, Gil.
Yes.
Happy birthday to Gil.
Yes.
And all the other birthdays of the day, of the month. And, you know, this is a Pisces month?
And it is.
Yes. So, also, we think that since you've got two sets worth of music, how about just going ripping through another three songs? How about that?
Yeah,
who wants to hear more?
Let's do that.
More songs.
Okay, right.
Do that.
Yeah.
Stompin' George Eldon at KCOSdigitalmedia.com.